Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
Great. Why Thanksgiving and Miracle Service? It's tagged Thanksgiving and Miracle Service. Because anytime you give thanks, there's a miracle. Did you hear that?
Yes, Pastor.
Anytime you give thanks, things change for the better. And the reason why we are mentioning miracles is because if you don't know it, if you don't hear miracle, you might not know. You might be giving thanks and something has changed in your body, but you don't know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you a story. When I was in final year, I went for a particular program. Now I helped in mobilizing people for the program, just like some of you mobilized today. So I went very early, went for the program. Now before that time, one of my eyes, are we together? I think this one. One day I was just playing. Do you understand? And I closed one eye, closed the other one. I found out this one was blood. Are you with me? But I could see clear. When I opened the two, I can see. Do you understand? But by closing one, I opened the other one. I realized, oh, this one was blood, but it was not an issue. And so I went for that service. I was sitting quite close to the front. And the minister, you know, preached. All right, called out cases, miracles, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was sitting there, I didn't think I had a problem. All right, even the eye stuff, I didn't remember. So I just sat down there happy. And all the miracles and everything, we were so excited. I went back feeling very fulfilled. The next morning, for some reason, I opened the other one first. Are we together?
Yes.
And I noticed it was clear. That means in that service, I got a miracle, but I didn't know. Are you seeing it? That's my point. Something happened to me, maybe my brain, my eye, whatever, while I was dancing, shouting, standing, but I didn't know until after the program, a day after, and it was by mistake. Do you understand? When the preacher said, check what is wrong with you and see that it has been healed, I didn't think anything was wrong with me, so I didn't bother checking. But I just, and then I saw, wow. And it has been clear ever since. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And so the point is, when you thank God, things happen. But if you're not conscious of it, you might not know. And you might lose it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You might lose it. Now imagine if I didn't check. I could be talking to someone next day in the evening. I say, this, my eye has a problem. But the problem was solved. Are you seeing it?
Yes.
But I didn't check. And so it's good you know that anytime you approach God with gratitude, something happens. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All those who met Jesus. Firstly, anytime Jesus gave thanks, miracles happened. Did you know?
Yes.
Every time. In John chapter 6, he took the 5 loaves. He said, Father, thank you. He gave thanks. And the Bible says, with those 5 loaves, he fed 5,000. Wow. So that means if you give thanks, something can happen to your ability. Your ability to provide. Are you seeing it? Because what some people need is the ability to provide, not the money. I said on Wednesday that there are some of you, maybe you get 100,000 every month. And until it reduces to 10,000, you will not handle it well. Are we together? When I was in school, I used to get some amount of money. When it gets to 2,500, that's when I'll manage it. With that 2,500, you buy Gary 500, you buy sugar 500, you know you're okay. But when it's a lot, I didn't manage it. And so what I needed was not more money. Are you seeing it?
Yes.
Was the ability to manage what I had very well. Increased ability, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so when Jesus gave thanks, what they had became enough. And so even right now, when you give thanks, your ability to provide would increase. It would increase. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your ability to cut waste would increase. You live better, but you have to know that has happened. So you begin to notice it and give God thanks. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, when Jesus gave thanks, are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
When Jesus gave thanks at the grave of Lazarus, he said, Father, thank you because you hear me always. And then he said, Lazarus, come out. After he gave thanks, a miracle happened.
Yes.
A man who had died for 4 days came out from the grave. A man who everybody had lost hope about, hope was restored. And so when you give thanks, maybe there's something, there's a hopeless situation. Are we together?
Yes,
when you give thanks, hope is restored. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so this is Thanksgiving service. So that means definitely, if you're paying attention, you should live here different. There should be a change in your life. That's a fact. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So when you give thanks, things change. Maybe you have some issues. Things will not change by complaining. Are we together?
Yes,
by complaining about the issue, telling everybody that you know about that problem. Things will not change that way. You have to learn to follow God's method for success. Are we together?
Yes,
someone said, if there is God, why are there problems in the world? Simple. Because people are not listening to him. Right?
Yes, sir.
They're not listening to him. If you're listening to him, where he is, heaven, there's no problem. Meaning that he knows something. Are we together?
Yes,
where he is, there's no problem. That's why everybody wants to go to heaven. They say, "What? I'm suffering in this world. Let me go to heaven." Because there's no problem. But on the earth, there's problem. Means people are not listening to him. They're trying to use their mind. Even if in your mind it looks nice to complain, you have to follow God's method to come out of that situation. Are we together?
Yes,
you have to follow God's method. All right. And as a Christian, God expects you to follow his method. All right? His method is give thanks, not complain. In the Old Testament, are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
You know, following God, listen, you can't bribe God. You can't bobo God. You have to follow his way. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, he told them what he wanted for offerings and sacrifices was sheep. Sheep and goats. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
So they brought sheep. They brought goats and they killed it before the Lord. Now, in those days, they had donkeys too. Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
In those days, they had camels too. I think a camel is more expensive than a sheep.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think a horse is more expensive than a goat.
Yes.
Even today,
yes.
Need to hear the name goat. Horse is definitely more expensive. But he didn't ask for a horse. Someone could have said, I love God so much. How can I give him just sheep when I can give him a horse? He didn't ask for a horse. You give him what he asked for.
Yes.
Now, David learned that the hard way. When they were taking the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
He bought the finest oxes. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Like cows, strong cows to carry the... Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
Strong cows to carry the Ark. How many of you remember the Ark? Yeah, that's powerful Ark. So strong, you know, new, brand new, cha-cha. Cows to carry the ark. And you know, when you invest so much in that kind of thing, you think God should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says they were going and David was happy, everybody was happy, and you know, the ark was on the cow. The Bible says throughout God was angry with them. Until by mistake, the cow shook and the ark was about to fall. And Uzzah was trying to prevent the ark. He was trying to do a good thing. Are we together?
Yes.
Was trying to stop the ark from falling. The Bible says the anger of God was kindled and he killed him at the spot. You know what kindled means? It means he had the angry sins. Something just sparked it. Let me give you an example. You have someone who entered a bad bus. Okay? In the bus, someone stepped on the person's new shoe. The phone broke. The conductor fought to the person. The person came down from the bus. And then he's going to the office. Trying not to be angry, but very angry. They greet. Because the person knows what will come out to be anger. Good morning. Are you? He's walking slowly. And then someone now mistakenly slaps him as a joke. Are we together? How you dare? His anger becomes what? Kindled. That means sparks. Are we together? He sparked. The Bible says God sparked. So throughout, when they were dancing, to go just like this, very angry, waiting for something to show his anger. Are you seeing it? There was no opportunity for him to. They can't be going and he just brings fire from heaven and burn them. All right? So he saw that someone mistakenly touched it, killed the guy. Bible says David was so scared. He said, don't bring that ark close to Jerusalem. Don't bring it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think it was you. You do the same thing. If I gave this guy my iPad, he touches it and then he faints. This is not for another power. He faints. And I say, what happened to him? Then I take it and I give this guy. He touches it and then he faints. I don't know what's happening. Then I take it and I give him. I think he should say. And so David said, don't bring that ark close to this place. But later on, he started studying the Bible. Oh, praise the Lord. Listen, you don't serve God with your mind. You don't give him what you think he wants. You give him what he asks for. While David was studying, he said, he called them together again. He said, we didn't do it the right way the first time. What God said was only the priests should carry the ark. Now, you might look at the priest, does not look as what? As a new cow. Maybe he doesn't look very healthy. All right? But that's the person God chose. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And so you learn to do God's things, God's ways. Because that is what God wants. So when you complain, that is not God's way. When you sit down and think. Every single day, they think on their own. They just go, What happened? Nothing. But they've been thinking. That is not God's way. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You follow God's method. In the Bible, we see those who followed Jesus' words. God's method. No matter how crazy the instruction was, they followed and they got results. Are you with me?
Yes,
the Bible tells us of Peter in Luke chapter 5 that Jesus borrowed his boats, all right, and to preach. When he was done preaching, you know, you cannot give Jesus something or you cannot give God something and he will not reward you. And that's what some people don't know. You tell them, come and serve in the house of God. They say, I'm trying to hustle. I don't have time. That time you don't have, God can give it to you. You can give him stuff and go back empty-handed. So after Jesus finished preaching with Peter's boat, all right, he told him, all right, go inside the sea and cast your net for a catch. Peter said, Master, are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, Master, we have been toiling all night. You know what that means? Two things. Number one, for sure there's no fish there. Number two, even if there were fishes, with all the noise they had made, I think those fishes are quite smart. By the time they hear all the noise, all night noise, they will not go near that place. But then he said, at your word, even though it did not make mental sense, are we together? Physical sense. He said, at your word, I will do it. The Bible says he cast the net into the sea and they caught so many fishes, they needed two boats to put the net inside, and the boat began to sink and the net tore. And there were giant fishes, big fishes. So following that instruction, even though they might not have felt like it, they were tired. Are we together? They might not have felt like it. It worked. It worked. Another example, the Bible tells us that, I told you guys this last Sunday, how that they needed wine. Do you remember? They needed wine in the wedding. They had no wine. Jesus could have just stood and said, water turn into wine right there. But that's not what he did. There must be an act of faith on your part.
Yes.
Are you seeing it?
Yes,
there must be an act of faith. So he told the servants, he said, go, take the water. It was still dirty water. He said, take that water and give to the master of ceremony. Now, if you were the servant, you should be concerned. That is the most naturally thinking, stupid instruction ever given. That they need wine. And you told them to go and bring dirty water and give to the master of ceremony. I mean, would you do it? Some of you say, Jesus, I believe in you. From there, let it turn to wine now. Like some people think. If things start going well, will I not thank God? I will thank him now. When things go well, I will thank him. Let things go well first. Ah! I mean, some people like that. They say, I'm waiting for this contract. When it goes, ah! I will roll on the floor for God. Thank God the servants were not like that. The Bible says they took the dirty water. While they were going, they looked, it was still dirty water. But Jesus had spoken the word. When they gave it to the master of ceremony, when they gave him, it was dirty water. When he took it, it turned to wine.
Hallelujah.
Stupid instruction, but great results. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm also remembering how that Jesus was going somewhere, coming out from Samaria, and he saw 10 lepers afar off, but they knew him. Maybe they were waiting for him from afar. Do you understand? Because there was a law that the lepers should not relate with others. Because they were leprous. Okay? They could infect you. Do you understand? And so they stayed afar off. Maybe they had heard earlier, one of the first miracles Jesus did was that a leper came to meet him and he gave that man wholeness. Are we together? And they had heard it. And so they were waiting for him. It would be their turn one day. And finally he was passing and they were there. And they shouted, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, now remember the first leper, he told him, I will, be thou clean. And he touched him. This time, Jesus did not tell them to come. First sign of wahala. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
If you heard that the way the other person got his miracle was that he met this Jesus and Jesus touched him, and then you want the same miracle and he doesn't call you, you think there's a problem. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
What did Jesus? Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priests. Now then, when you're healed of leprosy, that is when you go to the priests. So the priests will confirm that you have been healed. Are we together?
Yes,
so Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priests. They could have said, we thought he would touch us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that statement, one leper a long time ago said it. Yes. His name was Naaman. Naaman met Elisha. Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
He met Elisha and said he wanted to be clean. Elisha said, go to the River Jordan and dip 3 times. You know, when he met Elisha, Elisha did not come out to meet him. He was outside. Elisha was inside. The Bible says, when he heard that, and he didn't even see the guy, he was angry. He said, the rivers in my place, are they not better than this one? He was angry. But then his servant said, Master, if he had told you to do something hard, you'd have done it. So why not just go and do this one? So that's another silly instruction, but then it worked. Now Jesus told them, go and show yourself to the priest. What a risk. If they had gone to the priest without being healed, they would have been in trouble. But they went in faith. And the Bible says, as they were going, they were cleansed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Following God's instruction, even though your mind doesn't support it. When you follow God, it will work. All of the world's mental prowess has brought nothing but problem. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Every time the world tries to solve something, another problem comes up. Because it is not by mental power. It's by following the word of God. And remember something. When God gives you an instruction, it means you can do it.
Yes.
The word of God has the ability to make you what he talks about. When God says, do this, as he's saying it, even if you didn't have the ability before, you receive the ability. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
When God made the world, he said, light be. Right?
Yes.
And there was light. He said, light be. And there was light. If he came to you and said, be not afraid, then you become not afraid. Are you seeing it?
Yes, Pastor.
So when God tells you to do something, it means you can do it. You have the ability. Normally, you will not tell somebody who cannot do something to do it. Right?
Yes, sir.
So if God tells you that, even if you think what you're going through is tough, or maybe there is no cure, when he says give thanks, number one, you can do it. Number two, by following God's instruction, you get the result. I used to remember when I was small. Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
When I was younger, and we used to watch this program where people would come and sing audition. Do you understand? American Idol, I think that's it. I don't know if you know something like that. There are different programs like that now. All right. So before they go to the main event, they have to do some auditions. And you had some people who had bad instructors, I believe. Either they had bad family members or they were very stubborn. And they will go and they want to sing, but they cannot sing. Sing national anthem. Arise, O God, but right. And they will argue with you that they can sing. That is something they cannot do. Are we together?
Yes.
So nobody sent them, but they went on their own because they believe in themselves. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So God is not like that. Maybe if they were going, God would have said, don't go, don't go. Say, no, Lord, I can do all things. And then they go. All right, but the point is, God will not tell you to do what you cannot do. So when someone says, I can't give thanks, it's a lie. If God says you can, you can. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So in life, if you want to change in your life, there's something you can do. You know, after listening to this, I'd like to know what God wants me to do for whatever I want. Because I'm seeing from the Bible that anytime people followed him foolishly according to the world, they came back with results. And you know, wisdom is not wisdom without results. Are we together?
Yes.
Even if someone says, I'm a professor, I know this is what you should do, and it doesn't work, you should question his wisdom.
Yes.
So if God's wisdom is foolishness to man, but it works, that is true wisdom.
Yes.
That is true wisdom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so if you want to change in your life, for example, I'm closing now. You're with me, right?
Yes, Pastor.
For example, let's say things are not going the way you plan. All right? You're experiencing barrenness, unproductivity, or things have really not changed. The same cycle in life. Or your results have never gotten better. You're just mediocre. You're just there. What has God said that can produce a change, a true change? What has he said? What is that thing that you can do, that God wants you to do, that can produce results? Okay, so let's open our Bible now. Go to Galatians 4. Galatians 4. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past, and we know your name is forevermore. Are you there? What can God not do? He can do anything.
Yes.
He can do anything.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
4 verse 27. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
If you're not there, say, wait for me. So I'll wait for you. Some of you are not there. Galatians. You know, some people come to church. They don't plan to follow. They don't have a Bible. Galatians, they're looking everywhere. You know, you're an intelligent person.
Yes.
Let it show. I don't go for meetings that I'm not participating. But if I'm in a meeting, all of my attention is there. Because I will not waste my time. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. So when you go for meetings, put your attention there. This time you're spending here, you cannot get back.
Yes.
It's more valuable than money. If you gave 1,000, someone can give you back. But this time, you can't get it back.
Yes.
So while you're here, so open the Bible, open it. If you don't have, look for someone. So you can be sure we are not lying. I could have paid everybody in front here to say something else. Praise the Lord. Just tell them, when I say Galatians 4, say I'm victorious. And you will not know you're a newcomer. And you didn't bring your Bible. So I say, shout Galatians 4. They all shout, I'm victorious. You that don't know anything, I'm victorious. And it's a lie. So, check your Bible. Galatians 4 verse 27, are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
If you're not there, say, wait for me. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. Because there is wisdom here for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready now?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. 4 verse 27. It says, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Someone says, I'm barren. And you know, if you're barren, you should complain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Pastor.
You should complain. Barren doesn't mean only childlessness. For example, we go to some farmland, say, this farmland is barren. Right?
Yes,
this land is barren. You cannot grow anything there. So barrenness actually means unproductivity. When things are not working out, you put money, you don't get anything out. And there are people like that. They put money in 70 businesses, all of them, nothing. Barrenness. But the word of God tells you what you can do. Look at it. He says, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. So what am I happy about? When God tells you to be happy,
yes,
it means he has a plan.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
When he tells you to be happy, when things are not going well, and he tells you to be happy, he means he has a plan. Remember, he sees the future. We are here right now. Can you see what's happening with Joel Egba?
No.
Even if you're looking at Facebook, someone can be lying there. Saying, right now, Joel Egba, green sky, chilling. They can be lying. But God knows what's happening there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And so when he says, rejoice, even if you don't feel like it, that means he's seeing something you're not seeing. He's seeing something you're not seeing. So he said, get excited. So he said, what if I don't get excited? You'll miss it. You'll miss it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
While you're walking there crying, your eyes, the tears will cover the helper that God has sent to you. And you'll not see him. So he says, rejoice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Things are not working well, he says, rejoice. He says, thou barren that bearest not. That means nothing is coming out of you. Nothing is coming out of that business. Normally you should cry. God has another method. He says, rejoice. Rejoice. Maybe you're looking for a job, or you know someone who has been looking for a job for years. 10 years. It has become bad. And anytime he says, I'm going to look for a job, everybody says, yeah. They're not expecting anything. But he has something that he can do. Are we together? For him, God says, rejoice. Rejoice. Set things in motion. Praise the Lord. Listen, listen. The good stuff would be gravitating towards you as you're rejoicing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are not done. 4 verse 27. He says, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Then he says, break forth and cry, thou that travelest not. Cry there means shout. Are we together?
Yes,
so we are looking at two sets of people. The first one, he says, the barren that bearest not. Are we together?
Yes,
he says, rejoice. If things are not going the way you want, he says, rejoice. Someone says, I have a heart problem. My heart is not pumping blood the way it should. Maybe the veins are barren. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, rejoice. And also the one who needs a child, who is really barren, he says, rejoice. Then he says, break forth and shout. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
No, this is not, hey, what are you doing? I'm shouting. Hey, no. He says, break forth. That means don't agree. The stuff wants to weigh you down. Someone says, you know, the highest you can get is a C. Break forth and shout.
Hey.
Not you.
Hey.
Are we together? They said, and I heard someone say this. He said, right now we don't even have jobs. And you have many people about to graduate from university. Where will be the job? How will they go? Break forth and shout. The country might be barren, but not you.
Hey.
Are we together? And that person is not giving complete reports. Because while there are no jobs, and that is true, some new jobs are coming.
Yes.
And so God sees those new jobs coming, saying, for you, don't complain like them. Rejoice, because new jobs are coming.
Yeah.
Says rejoice. Maybe some organ is not functioning well. It has stopped functioning. God says rejoice.
Yeah.
Begin to walk. That's not all. Say brave. No, no. As a Christian, you have to learn to shout. Say, no, I have a tiny voice. It's not true. Because when we want to shout at your younger one, we hear you. No, I have a tiny voice. All right. So if you were in the bus asking for change from the conductor, you gave him 1,000 naira for 100 naira journey, and you're about to drop, will you say, conductor, 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 give me now my change, oh. You will not give me now. Is that what you do?
No.
Even the person with a very small voice, that's when you hear high pitch. Give me my money! I told you guys how I was in a bus coming from, I think, Ojo to Orile. And this lady gave the conductor money and she wanted change. And the conductor said, I think it was 10 naira that was left. He had to change. Say, you know, go leave the 10 naira. She looked at him. She said, Shebi, you know, say, without 10 naira, 1 million naira, I know go complete. And that is so true. Right? That's so true. 999,990 naira is not 1 million. That 10 naira is needed. So in that situation, she got wisdom and she had a voice. So that person saying, I don't like the shout. My voice is more. It's not true. It's not true. If God says shout, you can.
Yes.
And at times, what you need to do is to shout. The walls of Jericho would not have fallen down without that shout.
Yes.
Without that shout. So imagine if they had said, we have been, you remember, they walked 7 times round the city. The city is bigger than Sule. Imagine I say all of us, we are walking 7 times. After the first as of you, we branch. Where are you, boss to constant? Pastor, I'm coming. They went 7 times. They had every reason to say our voice, we don't have voice again. But that was not the instruction.
Yes.
The instruction was what? Shout. What do you think? You think they shouted, hey? No, they didn't have voice. But God said, shout. And the walls came down. It's not a hindrance in your life. It's something, a hindrance in your life. It has to come down.
Yes.
And the Bible says, break forth and what? Shout. Shout. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no. I told you guys before, Jesus had this kind of meetings. When he's teaching and someone interrupting. Do you remember?
Yeah.
One day he was teaching, a woman just shouted. Luke 11. He said, blessed is the woman that gave birth to you. That means he had said something and it entered. Are we together?
Yes.
She got what he said. Say, ah, blessed is your mother. Jesus did not say, keep quiet, house of God. No. How many people do you want to tell to keep quiet? Actually, in the house of God, we shout. Yeah. You know why? Only people who have scored a goal shout. Nigeria and Argentina. We will all be interested. Hey, hold on. Now, you know, have faith in your country. Alright? Okay. We would all be interested. Even those of us, like me, that decided not to watch Nigeria match again. We will be asking what's happening. If we win, you will see us on the streets. While Argentina, they will be quiet. Only victors shout. Listen. There's a health issue, but you have won. Finish. Okay? You're almost done. Verse 27. Oh, hallelujah. He said, break forth and shout. I like the way he said, break forth. Give me space. And shout. He says, thou that travelest not. Doesn't stop there. Then he's going to tell you the mystery behind it all. Are we together?
Yes, Master.
He's going to tell you why he has been telling you to shout and to rejoice. Look at it. Look at it. He says, for the desolate. Desolate means waste. You know that thing that you see and you say it's no good? Do you have items like that in your house? It's a plate. It has broken. You say it's waste. Throw it away. He says, when that waste, are we together?
Yes,
or that person with an unproductive business breaks forth and shouts. He says, for the desolate. Had many more children. Hold on. You've not seen the good part yet. He says, than she which had an husband. That's a miracle. Because this one did not have an husband.
Yes.
How did she get a child? It's one thing to be barren. You have a husband. Right?
Yes.
It's another thing not to have a husband and produce a child. That means you don't even have the first resource you require for a child. But God is saying there's another resource. So maybe that business, maybe in your life, you know there's something you need. That if you had that money, praise the Lord. If you had that connection, things will work out. There's another connection. There's another resource. He says when the desolate rejoices, say the one that doesn't have a husband would have many more children. That means you count, this one is what? Much more. Much more. If I see this kind of thing, I'm thinking of my account balance right now. It's not desolate. But it can be better. And he says the resource is what? Rejoice! No. You know, you have to act by faith. When you rejoice, you have to see something.
Yes.
That's why I told you, I'm thinking of my account balance right now. So I know the figure. He says many more. Many more. There's something I can add. Listen. When you're shouting like this, and someone who knows your problem at home, who knows what you are going through at home, sees you shouting, there are two things that will come to their mind. What happened? Number one. Number two, it has happened for him. That's what they'll think. Are we together? If you've been looking for a job, everybody knows, and you come and say, oh, glory to God, they say you've gotten it. And you know what? That is what you call a witness. Are we together? That is what you need. So you can say, yes, I've gotten it. Then they'll begin to have faith with you. Waiting to see you go to the office. And you know what? You get that email. You have to learn to do God's things. Has God been good to you?
Yes.
Think about it. In the future, will he be good to you?
Yes.
He'll be better in your mind, right? Things will be better. Go ahead and thank him. Sitting down, thank you.